I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Charles Ives wrote music that was all his own, but he wasn't afraid to borrow good ideas. Ives was just one composer who borrowed great hymn tunes for his compositions. And he also borrowed Beethoven's idea of including singers in a symphony. In the first movement of Ives' Fourth Symphony, a chorus sings the hymn, "Watchmen Tell Us of the Night." Ives also used that tune in his first violin sonata. But that's hardly the only hymn tune Charles Ives borrowed. One of his favorite hymns was In the Sweet By and By.
In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Ives used that hymn in quite a few of his pieces, including the second orchestral set, where it sounds wonderfully raucous. Another American composer, William Schumann, borrowed hymn tunes too. William Schumann wrote a piece called New England Triptych. Triptych means threefold, so of course the piece has three parts to it. In the third movement of New England Triptych, William Schumann borrowed the tune Chester by one of the first American-born composers, William Billings of Boston. Billings originally wrote Chester as a hymn. Then it became a song that inspired George Washington's army. A 20th century American composer who grew up in Kansas City, Virgil Thompson, loved to use hymns in his music. Thompson used a hymn from his Southern Baptist childhood, How Firm a Foundation, in his Symphony on a Hymn Tune. Here's the original hymn.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word.
And here's what Thompson does with it in his symphony. Virgil Thompson actually used two hymns in this symphony. He also weaves in, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. About 150 years after the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock, nine members of the United Society of Believers set sail for this country from England and established several farm communities east of the Mississippi. Because their religious services included vigorous singing and dancing, they became known as the Shakers. You probably know one of their hymns.
"'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, we'll be in the valley of love and delight."
When Aaron Copland was looking for a good tune for the end of his ballet, Appalachian Spring, he borrowed Simple Gifts from the Shakers.
Simple
See what great composers can do when they borrow great material? I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it at WGUC Cincinnati with Tim Lanter and Bruce Ellis. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.